This is a summary of Rule of the Robots by bestbookbriefings.com. Rule of the Robots: How Artificial Intelligence Will Transform Everything, by Martin Ford. Artificial intelligence, the new electricity. Over the course of the past 10 years, the field of artificial intelligence has seen a revolutionary amount of progress. A steadily increasing number of practical applications are already changing the world today. In the field of medicine, diagnostic AI applications are capable of matching or even surpassing the best doctors in the world. One day soon, the technology that makes this expertise possible will be affordable and available worldwide, not only for medicine, but for transportation, industry, and every other sphere of humanity. There are good reasons to believe that artificial intelligence will soon evolve into a general-purpose technology, one whose power and scalability will irreversibly transform civilization as we know it, in the same way that electricity has. Where electricity provides power that everyone relies on, AI delivers the ability to solve problems, make decisions, and perhaps someday even innovate and create new ideas. This will have enormous ramifications for the human workforce, for businesses and organizations. Those who are in a position to adapt and make it a critical component of their models will reap the benefits, and those who either will not or cannot will be left behind. What's more, it's likely that artificial intelligence will become prevalent much faster than electricity. Much of the infrastructure needed to deploy it, like computers, the internet, and industrial cloud computing facilities, are already in place. But despite this, AI will never have the same stability or predictability as electricity. By definition, it will always be more dynamic and more disruptive. The cost for the hardware and software that enables AI is almost certain to drop as a result of a competitive tech provider market, and the capabilities of the services they offer will continue to improve. Even the most advanced AI technology will eventually be sold at little to no cost, aside from what it needed to host it. But there is one thing that no company will ever give away, one thing whose value will only grow over time: data. AI technology requires vast amounts of data to grow and function, and whoever owns the data stands to reap the most value. Data is the new oil, and while tech companies offer the technology and knowledge needed to extract its values, as well as data reserves of their own, the lion's share of this ever-growing resource still lies in the hands of the industry and economic sector. With that said, the organizations that are on the frontier of leveraging AI will have a substantial advantage, which could lead to winner-take-all scenarios. Any business or government that leaves AI on the table is making a mistake so large, it could be compared to disconnecting from the electrical grid. Vanishing jobs. The economic consequences of AI. In the author's book Cries of the Robots, they argued that AI was a double-edged sword. While advances in AI and robotics have the potential to drive productivity and innovation, while making products and services more affordable, it is also set to eliminate many routine and predictable jobs, which could lead to increased inequality and mass unemployment. Social and political implications aside, this also holds great weight in terms of the economy. The pandemic has led the world into a totally new economic reality, but it might actually accelerate this trend. Historically speaking, technological disruptions tend to impact one sector at a time. The mechanization of agriculture eliminated millions of jobs, but the manufacturing sector rose up to absorb those displaced workers. As manufacturing automated and offshored to low-wage countries, the service sector provided new opportunities. In stark contrast to this, AI will affect every sector of the economy at roughly the same time, transforming every industry from that point onwards. Future industries will be built on digital technology and data science, and as a result, simply will not create many jobs. While conventional wisdom would suggest that blue-collar workers face the greatest threat from technology, even white-collar jobs are at risk, especially the ones that revolve around routine analysis, manipulation, extraction, and communication of information. In fact, professionals in those areas may prove to be even more vulnerable to displacement. Automating their roles will require no expensive equipment, only sufficiently advanced software. As such, a greater level of technological literacy will not be enough to protect any worker from disruption. China. The rise of the AI surveillance state. The eyes of history are on Xinjiang, an Orwellian future has been imposed in order to oppress the region's largest ethnic group, the Uyghurs. In cities like Kashgar, China has built an oppressive surveillance state powered by an intersection of mass police presence and advanced technology. Thousands of cameras continuously watch everyone. Residents are stopped at checkpoints and identified by facial recognition systems. This region is ground zero for China's surveillance initiatives, as a proving ground for technologies that are gradually being applied throughout the country. By 2020, China is expected to have installed nearly 300 million cameras, many of which feature AI-driven tracking techniques like facial recognition technology. China has a vision in place for systemic behavior modification enforced by a comprehensive social rating system. The plan is for all aspects of a person's life to be recorded and analyzed, from purchases to physical movements to social media interactions. This information will be used to create a social rating, which will entail an according series reward or punishment. In the Uyghurs' case, any deviation from the prescribed behavior, such as reading the Quran, risks an immediate assignment to one of their massive re-education camps. This vision is accelerated by China's rapid rise in the fields of artificial intelligence research and development. Based on the sheer number of their computer scientists and engineers, China has already taken the lead over the United States. China has made massive investments and has gone so far as to make artificial intelligence a strategic national imperative. Its leaders are engaged and knowledgeable, and its government is actively funding hundreds of startups companies into becoming billion-dollar technology leaders. Many observers believe that the catalyst for this sudden interest in AI was the highly publicized match between DeepMind's AlphaGo system and Go champion Lee Sedol in 2016. AlphaGo's 4-1 victory was viewed live by over 280 million Chinese people. The game of Go originated in China and is to this day wildly popular and respected. The sight of a computer defeating an expert human player in a field so deeply rooted in China's history and culture made an unmistakable impression not only on the Chinese public, but also on their academics, technologists, and politicians. Kai Fu Li, a Beijing-based venture capitalist, calls the match China's Sputnik moment. 1 year later, a second contest was held in China, where AlphaGo defeated the Chinese player Qiji, then the top-ranked player in the world, in 3 straight games. Perhaps in anticipation of this outcome, the Chinese government had forbidden any live broadcast or commentary of the match. 2 months after that, the Chinese central government released the New Generation Artificial Intelligence Development Plan, which explicitly designated artificial intelligence as a national priority of strategic importance. The document declared that AI was in a position to profoundly change human society, and laid out an incredibly ambitious plan towards dominating the technology by 2030. By 2020, the plan was for China's overall technology and application of AI to keep pace with globally advanced levels, foreseeing that the AI industry would be a new important point of economic growth. By 2025, China was to achieve major breakthroughs in AI and make it the main driving force for their industrial and economic transformation. By 2030, China was to be the world's leading AI innovation center. This document's publication was crucial not only because of the ability of their central government to directly micromanage the country's development of AI capability, but also because it defined an overall strategy, as well as clear incentives for regional and local governments. A great amount of power is delegated to officials of the Communist Party who run China's regions and cities, and the trajectory of their careers depends heavily on how they perform. But even before all this, there were regions that were already making major investments in AI startup companies, especially in the southern city of Shenzhen and the Zhangwankan area of northwestern Beijing, often referred to as China's Silicon Valley. China enjoys a variety of critical advantages in its progress with AI, many of which come from its enormous population. China has around 900 million active internet users, roughly 1/5 of world's online users, and more than the United States and Europe's combined. Despite this, only 65% of their population has access to the internet, which means they have even more growth potential. There are an enormous number of smart and ambitious students who are constantly absorbing knowledge from technical papers published by top AI researchers in the West. These young people are eager to learn AI-relevant technologies in the hope of one day joining the explosion of wildly successful Chinese AI startups. But China's greatest advantage by far is the sheer volume and type of data their economic activity generates. As a developing country, they had far less investment in legacy infrastructure, and as such, they have jumped directly to the bleeding edge of mobile technology. The Chinese public uses smartphones for a vastly wider variety of uses than would be typical in the West. Every payment, booking, taxi ride, and interaction that generates data will be consumed by deep learning algorithms. In addition to this abundance, data is also more accessible to AI entrepreneurs. Data privacy regulations are nowhere near as strict in China as they are in other countries, especially Europe. The public does not tend to be particularly concerned, either. If data is the new oil, then China's AI entrepreneurs are the new wildcatters, drilling and pumping at every promising location, relatively unpoliced. Much of China's early progress in AI was driven by the transfer of knowledge and talent from the West. American researchers proficient in the Chinese language are targeted in particular. In 2014, Baidu hired one of the United States' most prolific deep learning experts, Andrew Ng, who was at the time leading the Google Brain project. In 2017, Baidu hired Qi Lu, a top AI executive at Microsoft. These people are part of a growing number of immigrants who studied in top American graduate programs and are choosing to return to China because of attractive business prospects. In 2019, the Allen Institute for AI published an analysis which found that China already surpassed the United States in terms of total published research papers and patents on artificial intelligence. But not everyone is convinced of China's superiority in the realm of AI. Jeff Reading, a researcher at Oxford University's Future of Humanity Institute, conducted an analysis in 2018 that rated AI capability by an AI potential index, which took four metrics into account: the installed base of AI computing hardware, availability of data, proficiency in research and advanced development, and the strength of the commercial AI ecosphere. Ding found that China rated a 17 versus the United States 33. In contrast, Kai-Fu Lee believes that while the United States is likely to keep its edge in the bleeding edge of AI research, this advantage is soon to be overturned by China's proficiency in doing the practical work of implementing AI technology across its economy and society. His argument is that putting AI to work doesn't require top-level, genius researchers, but instead large numbers of competent and diligent engineers with easy access to a lot of data. The stakes of an AI race between the United States and China are raised by the obvious fact that AI's impact will not be limited to the commercial sector. AI will provide massive advantages that can be leveraged in the fields of military and national security. China's government is keenly aware of this and has moved aggressively to combine these sectors. In 2017, a direct initiative by Xi Jinping modified the Chinese constitution to require that any technological advances made in the commercial sector must be shared with the People's Liberation Army following the principle of military-civil fusion. In 2018, Baidu partnered with a Chinese military institute, announcing that they would work hand-in-hand to advance the application of AI technology in the area of defense. Compare this to the resistance that American tech employees put up with integrating their efforts with their military. When faced with the prospect of competing for the Pentagon's JEDI cloud computing contract and Project Maven, more than 3,000 employees at Google signed a petition in objection, with a number of tech experts outright resigning. While they certainly have the right to express their views, the asymmetry between the two countries is clear and is a cause for concern. It seems clear that China's rapid rise in AI must be taken very seriously. The US in particular needs to leverage its position as a magnet for global talent. If they lose their openness to high-skill emigration, China will inevitably gain the advantage. While the jury is still out on China's competitiveness in the overall field of AI, there is little doubt that they are at the apex of facial recognition. With an estimated 300 million surveillance cameras installed throughout the country, China has access to digital photographs of human faces in every conceivable situation and angle. Facial recognition startups are fueled by a seemingly endless demand for surveillance technology, especially by local police departments who are setting up surveillance networks for their regions. They will often combine facial recognition systems with mobile phone scanners, license plate readers, and fingerprint recognition to weave a tapestry of control. Some departments have put out requests for technology that don't recognize individual faces, but instead racial characteristics of Uyghurs or other sensitive peoples. Startups have moved rapidly to supply this demand. This danger, of course, is not limited to China. Just about any advanced facial recognition technology could be weaponized against any specific groups by being trained to identify attributes like race, gender, or attire. The export of surveillance technology also plays a key role in China's overall goal to shift their production away from low-margin products and towards higher-value technology products. China controls almost half of the world's market for facial technology, most of it led by a single firm, Huawei, the telecommunications company. According to a 2019 analysis by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Huawei has sold surveillance technology to at least 50 countries and 230 cities. Nations like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are especially eager customers as they seek to expand their own surveillance systems. Huawei's sales are often financed by loans that the Chinese government backs. Beijing's Global Belt and Road Initiative is funding infrastructure in almost 70 countries, including Kenya, Laos, Mongolia, Uganda, Uzbekistan, and Zimbabwe. Africa is increasingly growing in importance. Huawei claims that the installation of its technology in Nairobi led to a 46% reduction in crime for 2015. The security and human rights implications of the technologies that Chinese companies develop have already led to conflict with the United States. In 2019, Huawei was subjected to trade restrictions that resulted in a ban in U.S. sales, and the U.S. saw mixed successes in its effort to pressure allied countries into entering a similar boycott. 5 months later, the United States would extend that blacklist to several of China's most important AI startups, as well as 20 police departments and security agencies, ostensibly because of human rights violations. The wake of the pandemic has served to escalate tensions between the two countries significantly. Any conflict and competition will inevitably be centered on the development and deployment of artificial intelligence. As AI's significance becomes clearer, so will the genuine threat of a full-out AI arms race. AI risks. In 2019, Symantec, a cybersecurity firm, revealed that three unnamed corporations had already lost millions of dollars to criminals who used audio deepfakes, AI-generated imitations of real-life voices. In all three cases, the criminals used an AI-generated clip of the company CEO's voice to fabricate a phone call that ordered financial staff to move money to a suspicious bank account. CEOs, like political movers, often have rich database of online data, speeches, television appearances, etc., that can be used to train machine learning algorithms into creating a convincing replica of a voice. While the technology is not at the point where it can create high-quality audio, it is sure to improve dramatically in the coming years. Eventually, things will reach a point where the truth is virtually impossible to distinguish from fiction. As such, malicious deployment of deepfakes to generate not only audio, but photographs, videos, and even handwriting is one of the most important security risks we face today. It's easy enough to find fake videos with high-profile individuals saying things they would presumably never say. According to startup company Sensity, there were at least 19,000 deepfake fabrications posted online in 2019, which represented an 84% increase from the previous year. While the primary targets have been celebrities, virtually anyone can be a target of this digital abuse, especially as tools for making deepfakes become more accessible. The potential for a fabricated piece of media to be genuinely, massively disruptive looms over us. A sufficiently credible deepfake of an influential figure could literally change the course of history. The means to create them could soon be in the hands of political operatives, foreign governments, or even just bored teenagers. There will be an infinite number of opportunities for criminals to profit, from financial fraud to stock market manipulation. Deepfakes could even disrupt the legal system. Fabricated media could be presented as evidence, and judges and juries may soon live in a world where it is almost impossible to know whether what they see with their eyes is actually the truth. Now, to be sure, there are smart people working on solutions. But as technology advances, there will always be an arms race, not dissimilar to the people who create computer viruses and the companies that sell antivirus software. The malicious actors will always have the small advantage of initiative. As such, a foolproof technological solution to the deepfake problem will likely never exist. We will have to learn to operate within a new, unprecedented reality. Still, it is critical for us to invest in research that builds robust AI systems, and for us to form an effective coalition between government and the commercial sector. We must develop the appropriate regulations and safeguards before our weaknesses are exploited. Weapons of Autonomous Destruction. Stuart Russell is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. Most of his recent work is focused on the inherent military risks of artificial intelligence. He believes that lethal autonomous weapons, which the United Nations defines as weapons that are capable of locating, selecting, and eliminating human targets without human intervention, need to be classified as a new type of weapon of mass destruction. AI-powered weapons systems could be as disruptive and destructive as chemical, biological, or maybe even nuclear weapons. Once you eliminate direct human control and authorization to kill, weapons like these become incredibly scalable in terms of their potential destruction. Any drone could be a weapon of which you could launch hundreds at a time, but if you were operating them remotely, you would need hundreds of pilots. If they were fully autonomous, a small team could deploy massive swarms, unleashing untold amounts of destruction. The scenarios are easy to imagine, if chilling, even if we assume that the technology would be limited only to legitimate military engagements. Autonomous weapons still raise critical ethical concerns. Is it morally acceptable to give a machine the independent ability to take a human life, even if it means increasing efficiency and reducing the risk of collateral damage, in the absence of direct human control? Who is held accountable in the event of a catastrophic error? As of 2019, 29 nations, mostly smaller or developing ones, have formally called for a total ban on autonomous weapons technology. It should come as no surprise that the major military powers have not, with the exception of China, who has signed on with the stipulation that it wants to ban the actual use of the weapons, not their development and production. It seems that the competition and lack of trust between these major powers will make the development of autonomous weapons an inevitability. Every branch of the U.S. military, along with Russia, China, the U.K., and South Korea, is actively developing swarm-capable drones. China, Russia, Israel, and other countries are developing unmanned AI-driven fighter jets as well. So far, the major powers have made a commitment to always keep a human in the command chain, with specific authorization required before engaging the machines in an attack. But the reality is that full battlefield automation will deliver an enormous tactical advantage. No human could possibly react and make decisions at the speeds artificial intelligence can. Once one country breaks the informal prohibition on full autonomy, the rest of the competition will have to follow suit. The dangers of autonomous war are very real. A robotic battle might unfold at a speed that would leave military and political leaders unable to fully understand or de-escalate. Another concern is that if very few human lives are at stake in war, then the perceived cost of conflict might become concerningly low. The greatest danger is that legitimate governments could lose control of lethal autonomous technology. They could be traded by illicit arms dealers into the hands of terrorists or mercenaries. Even if this never happens, the barriers for developing this kind of technology are far lower than for other weapons of mass destruction. Drones in particular are particularly easy to purchase and weaponize. The risk has never been that machines will somehow gain sentience and take control away from us. Artificial general intelligence is at least decades away. Rather, we must concern ourselves with what human beings will choose to do with them. These weapons could emerge within the next few years. The window to act is closing quickly. An outright United Nations-sanctioned ban may not be coming anytime soon. At minimum, the international community must ensure that autonomous weapons never become accessible to terrorists or other non-state actors. There is a clear role for government regulation in the advancement of AI technology, but it would be misguided to overly regulate or limit the research into artificial intelligence as a whole. As previously established, China is engaged in an intense push for advancement, and any restraints would put any nation at a significant disadvantage. The focus should be on regulating specific applications of AI. In areas like self-driving cars and AI medical diagnostic tools, rules are already in development because the applications intersect with a framework for the sector they are affecting. But we need a broader oversight. AI will eventually touch every part of society. Given the speed at which it is advancing and the complexity of the issues involved, it would be unrealistic to expect the drafting and enactment of any detailed regulations in a timely fashion. The best course of action would be to create an independent government agency with regulatory powers specifically focused on the applications of AI. Cooperating with the private sector might be the only way for such an agency to keep up with the latest developments. No solution can be perfect, but a productive alliance between industry, education, and government, centered by a sufficiently informed regulatory agency, could keep things moving in the right direction. AI must be deployed safely, inclusively, and justly. Martin Ford is the author of the New York Times bestseller Rise of the Robots, Architects of Intelligence, and The Lights in the Tunnel. He is the founder of a software development firm, and his TED Talk in the Impact of Artificial Intelligence on Human Society has been watched over 3 million times. He has written for the New York Times, Fortune, Forbes, The Guardian, The Financial Times, and the Harvard Business Review. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.